investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367. Online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
It's time, Grizz Nation. Join Mark Gasol, Mario Chalmers, and your Memphis Grizzlies as they host Kyle Lowry and the Toronto Raptors Friday, December 8th at 7 p.m. For great seats to this game or to pick up a six-game holiday pack, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
Leave those worries.
On the doorstep.
Where? On the doorstep.
Just direct your feet.
Where? Sunny side
to
of the street.
Sunny side of the street.
Hey, you hear that?
Can you hear a pitter-patter?
See, I just said that.
And that happy tune is your step.
A lot of requests for Dan to break
life
the harmonica out.
So
you know,
sweet.
You do it once, and you're
sunny
kind of saddled with having to do it all the time. Sorry, Dan, that's what you get for being so good at it.
In shape.
Yeah, that's it. Sweeten it up.
With
bring
those
it home.
Blue.
Come on.
On the rain. This rover.
You guys wouldn't be laughing right now if some girl had just vomited shellfish sandwich into your mouth.
No, you're right. No.
Wow.
We wouldn't be laughing.
No.
We'd be dumping her. Man. She wouldn't be a girlfriend anymore.
Gold
yeah,
dust
take it off
my feet. On sunny side of the street.
Wonder how many young people are inspired by your harmonica playing. You know, then the car with their parents.
Yeah.
And on one hand, they go, I don't want this. I don't want this. They're old people. I don't want to hear. Except for Limey. He's not old. And then they hear that harmonica, and they go, Mom, Dad, will you buy me a harmonica? I want to play like Mr. Strauss.
Can we go to the music store?
Huh?
Can we go to the music store, Mom?
Yeah, yeah. It don't cost that much. And they could get a little starter harmonica. When you started, before you became really good, how much do you think your first harmonica cost? Like $5?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Unlike some instruments, it doesn't take a lot. Like
no.
If you buy even a good used accordion, that's going to cost you a lot of money. Trumpet, trombone, tuba. Simple, inexpensive. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to what we call the large morning show in the afternoon. And we call it that because that's what it is. It used to be a morning show. Same show. We just moved it to the afternoon over 20 years ago.
So and because large we're show. Large, if you know what I mean.
I used to be larger.
Yeah.
Tim used to be larger. Tim mm-hmm. used to be a whole lot larger. Limey, you were never heavy, right?
Nope, pretty much stayed the same.
I think I'm getting larger.
Yeah, but Dan, you've never really been, you know, like really big.
No.
You can't because you're a musician. And
yeah.
If you take a look at bands, you don't see a whole lot of really big fat guys on stage.
What about Meatloaf?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You have like I said, you don't see a whole lot. He was the exception, but even then, he lost weight.
So yeah, he did.
He realized, hey, I can't continue to be on stage and be fat. What?
Stevie Nicks, when she performed at the Super Bowl a couple years
she
ago.
She was a little hefty.
Oh, she was the bomb when I was younger.
Mama Cass Elliott.
Yeah.
That was a big woman.
And by the way, for those who don't know, that whole urban legend that Mama Cass died choking on a sandwich, not true, but it was a great story. I almost, this sounds terrible, I wanted it to be true, but
what?
But it was.
Yeah. She had a heart attack.
Yeah, I thought it was a drug overdose while she was eating a ham sandwich. That's where the sandwich came from.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it was a heart attack. I think it was.
I don't think there was a sandwich. The other rumor was that at the time, she used to be the spokesperson for Hardee's, and the slogan was, hurry on down to Hardee's, where the burgers are charcoal broiled, okay? And she did Hardee's commercials and actually sang her. So the joke was, yeah, she choked on Hardee's hamburger. That wasn't true either. So
remember that other joke about if Mama Cass would have shared half her sandwich with Karen Carpenter, they'd both be alive?
Oh, God.
See, you know what? Thank you, Tim. Tim, thank you for that reaction.
Oh, I didn't go for that. I just heard disgust. It. I've heard it before.
Well, see, I would never have even repeated that.
Oh.
There are a lot of jokes that, even though they may be funny to sickos like us, mm-hmm. we don't share them. Like, here's one I never share. The one that I've mentioned before as one we never share.
Yeah, we don't
know for it. When Paul McCartney's wife, Linda, died.
Yeah.
As many people know, she was a strict vegetarian. You knew that, didn't you, Limey?
Yeah, I did.
Linda McCartney. Yeah. So, the joke was that Paul gathered the kids around and said, kids, I got some good news, I got some bad news. Let's start with the bad news. Your mom passed away. Good news? We're having steak tonight. See, I chose a long time ago to not tell that joke.
I know.
Because I don't think it's right.
Well, that is the positive PR spin on her dying, though. I mean,
It is. And don't they always say, try to look on the bright
right.
side?
Half that's full, what, glass half full.
Yeah, silver lining behind every cloud.
Mom's dead, but we're eating well.
Yeah, the greatest history teacher.
Wow!
The greatest history teacher ever, Mr. Jack Lloyd Burke, my high school history teacher, or one of them, used to say this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I actually do.
All right. Today, I'd like to introduce Trevor Limey Phillips. What do you have?
Well, this is something I read on the internet, and it's something that it's a new law that has changed in India.
Well,
right?
It has to be true if it was on the internet.
It's got to be true. Right? Well,
I would like to hear this.
I would like to tell you the story that I read on the internet. But basically,
now when you do it, it mm-hmm. sounds like a British guy trying to do it.
Yeah.
So what did you read?
I read that there is now a law being passed in a state somewhere in India where if you are convicted of child molestation, you are sentenced to death.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't stand child molestation.
And I just think it's a really great idea. Apparently the class is that you'll be sentenced to death because you are considered to be no longer human. And I think it's an absolutely great idea. And you got to think, in India, I mean, they still take care of people in some nasty ways, you know? I mean,
you get caught with theft there, they chop your hand off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in India?
I think that's in Pakistan. Oh. But still, I mean, you know,
but still.
Same area. But no, I think that is a fantastic thing, and I am all for it. I would love to see a law like that passed here, you know?
Now, you do know there are a handful of people listening, mm-hmm. these bleeding heart of the, well, that's a horrible thing to say because those people can't help it. They're mentally ill. They're sick. They can't help it that they molest children. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. I've never bought into that. They're evil. Yeah, they're sick, all right. Mm-hmm. And they should be, if not killed. You know, this idea of an island somewhere where you put these people on a ship, all these perverted, horrible, murdering, rapists, just make them all live together on an island. And well, if you live there, you know the reason you're there is because you're a sick pervert.
I don't know.
I'm all for that.
That coach for the Olympic team now, they caught him with child porn. And they sentenced him to...
Is this recent? I didn't
see it. It was in today's newscast, for God's sake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Does anybody listen to that?
No, I do. I listen. I knew you had it.
A lot of people do.
I knew you had it.
I stepped out. But I'm sorry.
No, and he was sentenced to 60 years. But you know what they do to child molesters in prison. Because they have a code.
They get prison justice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you see, now, two stories I had in the newscast today, back-to-back. One is the South Carolina police officer... who shot the guy in the back, and he got 20 years. Mm-hmm. And Larry Nassar, the USA Gymnastics team doctor, got 60 years for child porn. So which one does the rougher time?
Child porn.
The cop or the kitty or the child porn?
Child porn in my mind.
Child porn. Okay. Oh yeah.
Child porn. Yeah.
And for as big a supporter as I am of the cops, I think we all saw that video.
Yes.
I don't know how you could come to any other conclusion.
No.
The guy was walking, running away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was a considerable distance, and this I don't know what this idiot cop was thinking, shoots him in the back as he's going away. There is no defense for that.
Six times.
So,
He shot him six times.
Yeah.
Well, like one.
Well, he actually hit him. He hit him five times.
Okay.
But nonetheless, once, twice, five, whatever, in the back walking away. You know what? Very rarely is there any sort of defense for somebody who shoots somebody in the back when they're walking away. If you're a homeowner and you or somebody breaks in your house and they're ransacking the place and they come at you, but then they retreat and they run out. If as they're leaving your house, if you shoot them in the back, I'm sorry, you're probably going to have to pay for that because you can't prove that you're any longer in danger if they're running away from you. So I only know of one case in St. Louis where the guy was found not guilty, and he shot a guy in a parking lot in St. Louis in the back with a .44 Magnum as the guy was running away. And he got off. And he got off because he had, who at the time was the greatest defense attorney in St. Louis. He's passed away since then. I'm not going to go into any more detail because the shooter is still around and still has family in St. Louis, and so does the victim who's dead, but he got him off. And I had a chance to have dinner with him when accidentally I was somewhere and he was there and we were introduced. And I said, can I sit down for a minute? He said, sure. And I said, you just defended blank blank and got him off. How in the world did you do that? And he explained it to me. And when he explained to me, I thought, my goodness, that's brilliant. And he found a way to convince the jury that running away, he was still a threat because it was dark. It was night, and his client didn't know the guy was running away because he couldn't see. That was part of the defense. If I share more, it's too specific, and people will know what I'm talking about. So it can be done, but it's very, very rare. And I say, yeah, the minute I saw the video of the South Carolina cop shooting the guy in the back, I thought, okay, you're toast because there's no way you're going to justify what you just did. So, Limey, thank you for that. Anybody else have anything to say?
I've got one, Frank, that I think you'll be...
Let me introduce Tim Woodburn, everybody. He's a newsman. He's a private investigator. Tim, what do you have for us?
Well, I just want to officially announce to all the AM and the PM listening audience that we are now officially... We were big time on this show, but now we are real big time on the show because as of today, and Frank, I'm just going to give you a little trivia question here. Two of the three people on the show that aren't named Frank Opinion didn't realize this when they walked in today to the studio because they look at their feet when they walk in. We have a massive, massive new sign outside the building where we broadcast from that says 590 The Fan Studios here on on Manchester Road. And I walk in, and I walk in today and I see Limey and I see Dan. I said, holy cow, guys, did you see that great new sign we got outside the building? And both looked at me and said,
what sign?
What sign? How do you miss it? It's 20 feet long. It's three feet
it's
high. Huge.
It's really nice. It's very nice.
You know what, Limey? Here's Limey's excuse was, oh, well, there was a Budweiser truck in the parking lot. I couldn't see it around the truck. I'm like, oh, fuck, the truck's not 20 feet tall, Limey.
It was the
problem.
Nice sign.
Here's the problem. It is a nice sign. Here's the problem with it. And to the Kirkwood police, staff up. Because now we're going to have a crowd control.
Well,
as Dan will tell you, Tim, you're new to this show. Yeah. But once you become sort of a real accepted part of the show, the women, especially, it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's why Dan and I have always had to use a secret entrance and exit. There's going to be a crowd control problem. So Kirkwood Police, you're on notice. That sign is going to let everybody know where the biggest radio stars in St. Louis are housed from 3 to 6.
Oh, yeah. Just
be prepared. Tim, was there anything else?
No, it's just been closing. They both walked outside. They're just both like, how did I miss that?
I'm the worst about that. I walk by, drive by things every day and don't see them. And they're, to most people, just boom, right there. And I never see it. I'm never looking around. I'm always thinking about something and I tunnel vision. I'm bad about that.
It's a really cool sign, though. It is.
Well, Mr. Markell, I call him Randy, is done a lot of right things, and I need for people to know that. He's put together a great station from what was an embarrassment. He is paying for all the things that you need to pay for to make it what this station is becoming, and signage is a small part of it. Everything from, I mentioned this phone number, this phone number, this new one, for 2 months ago, at the risk of looking like, oh yeah, he comes in here and starts demanding things, I just said, this phone number you have is horrible, and nobody's going to be able to remember it. We need a better phone number. It took a couple of months, and I don't know who they paid off or bribed or whatever to get it, but they got it. And you can do that. You can buy phone numbers. You can buy them from people, other people who have them. I know that. So I don't know what they did. I don't care. 314-821-0590 is a much better number. So a round of applause for the man in the khaki shorts, Randy Martin, and everything he can do to make this everything it can be. Anybody, Dan, did you have anything?
No. No. I kind of joined in with Trevor on his...
Let's shut her down. It's officially closed. So here's what I'd like to do. I want to do one bit of business, and then I want to do something before we break and get Mr. Londoff on here.
You're going to do the...
I'm doing it?
Yes, you are.
Well, then you know what? Then I'll just do that. I'll do that today, and then I'll do something I think you'll find kind of fun. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has been on this show now for 13 years. It could be close to 14 years. It happened in 2 days. I met him, and 2 days later, he's on the air, on the show. And it's been a great partnership, but it's only been a great partnership for one reason, and that's all of you who are listening who have shopped at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Notice I said shopped. I didn't say bought. Some of you may have shopped and for whatever reason didn't buy there. You are few and far between, because most people who shop there end up buying either a new Chevy or something pre-owned because they're surprised by the experience. Because like the dentist, going to a car dealership for most people, sadly, is not a very fun experience, and the dealerships themselves, the dealers and the owners, have created this and caused this. He's an exception. His dad was an exception. Somehow they figured out what it was that caused people to hate the car buying experience and just said, we're not going to do it that way. Whatever it is that people don't like, we won't do that. We'll give them the other way to buy a car, and the other way is very simple. It's all about how you're treated when you go there. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, that just means you've never been there. So you have an open invitation. And I also add, this is a slow time of the year for car dealers, all car dealers. It's been that way ever since I've known anything about the car business. And I was interested in the car business for a long time, since I was a teenager, 16, 18 years old. At one point in my 20s, I came very close to becoming a car salesman. And I'd like to think that if I had, by now, I'd have a dealership or two or three. But I didn't. I got sidetracked by this stinking business. No, it's been good. It's been good to me, but I did get sidetracked. I also went to school for a short time to be an optometrist. Realized I didn't want to do that either. But I do know, and I have known for a long time, that this time of year is slow for car dealers. It's not as slow for Johnny Londoff. And I know why. AM and the PM. That's exactly why. And I want to make it an even better December, January. Let's stay with December for now. I want to make it an even better one than in years past, because I want the other dealers to be jealous of Londoff. I want them to wonder, what's he doing that we're not doing? I know exactly what it is. He's on this show. And they're not. And I want that to be a big deal. That's how we keep advertisers, and that's how we stay on the air. Because when they don't get business and calls and response, then I get their money's worth and they leave. And if enough of them leave, we leave. So my invitation to you is simple. Include Johnny Londoff when you're shopping for a car. I'm not about to tell you to go buy a car right now if you can't afford it right now. I'm not going to do that. But when you can, and right now, listening, there are hundreds of people, thousands of people, who are in the market for a vehicle. Just include Johnny Londoff. That's it. It's that easy. You know where they are. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com. Now, we came here. We brought with us a thing called a 360, what's the full name of that? Replay. 360 Replay. It's a, it's essentially a hard drive. It has 700 sound effects in it. And then, I actually bought a new one to dump the stuff in from the old one, because the old one was over 20 years, and my goodness, if that had crashed, we would have lost, anyway, who's that? Geez, we'd have lost all kinds of stuff. The whole show, basically, would have been, because this show is based around a couple of things. One, goofy, stupid, ridiculous, repetitive sound effects, and us. That's the show. So Limey had the not easy task of trying to learn those sound effects and using them when it was appropriate. And he's made a whole bunch of mistakes, as anybody would, and sometimes that's funnier than doing it right. But what I thought would be interesting and fun, and there are only two people in this room who can participate in this, unfortunately, and the listeners, and that is, and Dan, I'll start with you, and then we'll take calls from callers for a few minutes. What sound effects, what sounds, what voices do you, can you think of that we haven't been using so that Limey can find them in this machine and pull them up and get familiar with them?
Oh,
now, the
wow.
one that comes to mind for me first is, who's that? Now, I know he knows what it is. Go ahead. Yeah, see, there it is right there. What happens is, over time, he trains himself to certain things will trigger that. Like if we're talking about, hey, did you see in the news today where Billy Cunningham
yeah.
got arrested? And that, Limey, is where you should have hit.
Who's
Go
that?
Ahead, hit it.
Who's that?
Hit it. All right, now let's try it again. Hey, did you guys see where Billy Cunningham got arrested?
Who's that?
See? Perfect.
Oh.
Now, what else, Dan? Can you, and here's what's funny. 700. I'm sitting here. I can't think of but
I
that
know.
One. And he's got Anyway down pretty well.
Is there a table of contents?
No.
Well, not really. But here, I'm gonna throw it to the listeners. 314-821-0590. 314-821-0590. Now, he's gotten really good with idiot, which is 10 minutes don't go by when that's not appropriate. For one of us, it says something stupid. And let's give an example of how to use that. Dan, say, I thought Obama was still president. Go ahead and say that.
Obama was still president.
No, just Dan, say, no, Dan, no, hold on. Dan, say, really? Really? Trump is president? I didn't know that. Go ahead and say that.
Really? Trump is president?
No. You say, what? Trump is. Actually, what you're doing now deserves. Go ahead, just hit it.
Like, idiot.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God. So he knows where that one is. Now, I'm trying. Okay. Jeez, we got that. Folks, we're still about 685 sound effects out. They're all in there. Now, the other thing that we could do, if nobody wants to call, and if they're like us.
I'm going to grab honestly, the phones real quick. They're calling.
Well, if they're calling, you should have already grabbed them.
Well, how can you do that when you're
talking? No. Limey. Let's try it again. Well, Dan, if they're calling, you should have already grabbed them.
Idiot.
Thank you. So,
unbelievable.
Tell us which ones you miss hearing, and that will force Limey to not only be aware of that effect or that word or whatever, maybe he can start to integrate it into the conversation. And then the other thing we could do is, Lime, you can just start hitting them, and then we'll give examples of when we would use them or how they'd be used. All right, I'm waiting for anything to pop up on the screen here, because Dan did just
Go
say,
to John.
All right, let's go to John while you type the other. John, how are you?
Fine, Frank. Guys, how are you doing?
Well, thank you.
I don't know how you guys doing. Tim, how you guys? Okay. Are okay. So what do you got, John?
AM and PM, first of all.
Thank you.
But I was watching one of the news stations this morning. I could have seen, I saw one of the Carruthers brothers in person making a report.
No, hold on. We've hit the Carruthers brothers. We've used them. Limey knows where they are. He's actually used them a couple of times since he's been here.
And we are actually...
And there are four Carruthers brothers.
But we're actually, I think I know where John's going with this. We're not using it for that.
John, were you talking about a particular thing that just happened?
Yesterday?
Yes, that bus crash on West Florissant?
Bus crash?
Oh, okay. No, we thought we were talking about plane crash.
No.
Okay. All right. No, it happened on there. They had a guy interview, and he sounded just like one of the four brothers that you use.
So, oh.
The voice with the face, that would be it.
Oh.
All right, John. I appreciate that. Now, thank you, John. Limey, have you been able to find all four Carruthers brothers?
Yeah, I've got them all right here.
Well, let's give an example of how that would be used. Well, folks, as many of you know, there was a bus that flew up into the air and came down and crashed. We have a report from four of our reporters who were on the scene. We start with David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Now, oddly enough, and what are the chances, there was a Carruthers family reunion nearby, and all four Carruthers brothers were there. So this report was filed by Danny Carruthers.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Also chiming in with a report, Daryl Carruthers.
We start hearing all them bricks start falling, and then we look in the gangway, and that whole section of that top is like, boom!
No, hold on.
Just like that.
No, that's not one of the Carruthers brothers. That's another reporter. That is not one of the Carruthers brothers. Let's try it again. Damn, that's correct. Which brother did I just say?
That was.
I've never even heard that. I don't know where that
is. That one of the.
I found it in the system and Carruthers, and that
not,
was Carruthers.
Under Carruthers?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that was
no,
titled
Dan,
Carruthers.
Dan, tell him I'm right. That's not one of the Carruthers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not arguing.
Again, we get this report from Daryl Carruthers.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
No,
where
did you get these?
No.
That was in this.
We're moving. I'm talking to Chuck. I'm
going to
talk. No. I'd like
to hear the brick one again. The boom.
I'm moving on to Chuck. Chuck, how are you?
All right, Frank, how you doing? AM and the PM.
Thank
you. Been listening for years. Now, I know there was a certain person you used to use it for, but I think you'd use it other places. Bitch. I used to say that all the time.
What is it?
Bitch.
Bitch. Oh, yes. All right, thank you, Chuck.
You're welcome, bitch. Buddy. See you later.
Dan, you know it. Bitch.
Yep. Yep, that went
but
to...
But it's so high-pitched.
We can use that in so many
all right,
different
so let's
things.
Let's say, here's an example, Limey. Well, I'll tell you, that... I can't believe the way that gal treated that customer.
Hit it.
Bitch.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
I thought you were going to say, what a, and then I was
I got a good one for
no,
that, Frank.
No. We don't, no. Let's try it again. I'm going to give you another setup, not the same one. So apparently she tells him, yeah, I don't want half, I want everything.
Bitch.
Now you got it.
I've got a real one for Limey to use that with Frank. Want to hear it?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Limey. Bill Clubman's at the door and he forgot his key.
Bitch!
No. No, that would, no, you know what that would be? Idiot. All right, real quickly, Russ, what do you have?
AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What do you have?
Sound effect. Your wife's snoring.
That's not a regular thing we interject frequently. That's one effect for one person for one story.
Oh, she got mad.
I thought you might integrate that into the program.
That's a particular
the thing you were talking about, the shooting in the back, do you know the T-shirt?
No.
What?
The T-shirt stated, if the food don't kill you, the owner will.
Yes, I do remember that. Oh, my goodness, I do remember that. So he knows the story.
And the guy that made the T-shirt wore it to court that day.
I didn't know that. May be an urban legend.
You know whose dad that was, don't you?
I don't want to get any more specific. Yeah, I know exactly. I'm not all the players. Thank you, Russ. All right, I don't want to get any more specific. Let's get Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. Amen to PM.
Thank you. What do you got, John?
I have two of them. One of them, it's a Homer Simpson one, something about, oh, God, I forgot, something of that nature.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, there is
a
Homer.
Yeah. And we would do that when, I'm sorry, Dan, to keep going to you, but let's say Dan's telling the story, and he goes, so I had something for the Burke segment, but I can't remember what it was.
And I do that a lot.
That's your cue, Limey. Let's do it again. I had something for the Burke segment. Oh, you don't know where that is.
I'm looking for it, but I don't really know what it's titled. I'm trying to
look under Homer. See what's under Homer.
What about?
See, I've got Limey. What this is? This is like cramming for an exam.
Right. Okay?
This is pushing a lot of stuff at you, but some of it'll stick.
Well, the only one that's showing up is Homer Howdy. And it's just him saying howdy.
I don't even know what that is. Do it. Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all out there in radio land.
Nah, we never used that one two times in 20 years. We didn't use that. You can ignore that. What else do you have for Homer?
The other one is from King of the Hill, and it's, my God, are you still talking?
Oh, my God, are you still talking? Way to go, Limey. There it is. Thank you, Johnny.
You got it. That's Frank.
All right. Here's an example of how to use that. Went to Uranus, and then after we left Uranus, we went and got back on the highway. We got something to eat, and after we got something to eat, I called my wife, and of course, I couldn't get a hold of her because she doesn't answer.
My God, are you still talking?
Perfect.
And we've used it for callers on the phone as well. People that just keep going.
Yes, and sometimes they didn't like that. And I can understand why. You know, they think they're really sharing something with us, and they go on and on and on and on. And then we hit that, and then we'd sit back and go, oh, man, I hope they don't come and try to bomb the place, because that could really tick somebody off if you do that to them.
My God. And, I do a pretty good, my God, Bobby, you still don't have your homework done?
Thank you. Lose that one. I think I could step in and replace it for you.
My God, are you still talking?
And now we only have 680 to go.
So somebody just really called and said the screeching cat. Like anytime you talk about your wife or something, if your wife has said something to you.
Yeah, Limey, I don't know how to tell you to find that one in there. Okay. Folks, think of it.
Yeah, there.
Think of it this way, folks. Somebody hands you a box, and it has 700 things in it, like a woman's purse. You know how they can't ever find anything? They dig it. Hey, can I borrow your car key? Yeah, hang on. We start rifling through. Sometimes they can't find their own wallets. Think of it that way.
Or the worst.
Limey. Limey's been handed this purse, and it's somebody else's purse. There's a bunch of stuff in it. And I go, hey, see if you can find chapstick in there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that. Now, before we break, Just start hitting stuff in the box. You don't know what you're hitting. And Dan and I will see if we can figure out how we used to use it. And by the way, the ones we know we don't use, you ought to just kick them out of there so they're not in the way and cluttering the thing up.
Okay.
But hit some stuff. Just hit something.
You get rock hard.
Okay. Yeah, I know who that was. Yep. That's why we can't use that anymore. Yeah. Give me another one. Wow, I forgot all about that. Give me another one.
Did you cut the cheese?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, if anybody said, wow, what is that? Mm-hmm. Then you'd hit that. Give me another.
Did you cut the cheese?
No, give me another one.
Oh. Coffee kind of makes me nervous when I drink it.
All right, Limey, I hope you're making notes, paying attention to where these are, because any time the subject of coffee comes up, you could just hit that just at the mention of coffee. Give me another one.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Good one. This is actually fun because I haven't heard these.
Just random. And just do
random.
It.
And as you know, Limey, because you've already done it, if you make a mistake, nobody cares. Better to try and fail. Now, I made this up than to never have tried at all.
Wow, that was pathetic.
I just made that up just now.
That's pathetic.
And here's another thing I made up. I made this up about 18 years ago. And then everybody stole it from me. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And I said that someplace. Hmm. Next thing I know, I'm out of town. I hear somebody in another city say it.
Really?
Hey, that's mine. Yeah, that's mine. I made that. If at first you don't succeed. Hey, give me another one, Limey.
Here you are all equally worthless.
Well, that can be for any one of us.
Exactly. Any one of us does something stupid. We're all worthless.
Yeah.
Give me another. Keep going. Give me another. You know, I don't exactly know how to tell you when to use that. Just frustration.
You know what that is?
Sam Kennison. Yeah. That's Sam Kennison, and there are probably 100 different ways you could apply that. Keep it going.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
No, stop right there. Stop right there. Stop it. Stop. I'll set this up for you because I actually think it's important that we share. This is a legitimate public service announcement, so I'm going to give it the proper introduction. We'll be right back on 590 The Fan after this public service announcement.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad. By doing drugs, okay, that'd be bad. Drugs are bad, okay.
Mm-hmm. See, that's not comedy. That's serious.
No,
that's a serious message that could save somebody's life. Now, let's see if you can. Oh, I got an email after we did Cherokee hair tampons.
Oh, yeah.
I get an email from a guy. He goes, if you ever play that again and don't warn us, I will sue you because I almost had a wreck and ran off the road. He never heard Cherokee hair. Let's do that one for people who haven't heard it for a long, long time. I'll give it the proper introduction. We'll be right back on 590 The Fan after this from one of our sponsors.
Mom, do you ever have those heavy flow days?
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. Everybody does.
Mom, remember the movie The Shining where the elevator doors are opening up and all?
Honey, what you need is a more absorbent tampon.
Like what?
Well, what's the most absorbent thing in the world?
Oh, Cherokee hair, I guess. What does that have to do with me?
Because now there's new all-natural Cherokee hair tampons. A cotton tampon can only hold so much liquid. Other tampons also come up short. But Cherokee hair has been known for ages to be strong and powerful. Each tampon is hand-woven from over 200 strands of Cherokee hair and then bound together by these decorative native beads.
You were right, Mom. All-natural Cherokee hair tampons really did the trick.
And when you're done using them, they make a great toy for Jesse. Go get it, boy.
Let the wonders and the mysteries of our people, like, change the way you think about tampons.
All right, now let me tell you something inside that's really funny. Dan just put a note on my screen. I'm going to change the names to protect the guilty. We used to have, it was the wife of one of the
manager
executives, management people of a station where we worked, and she absolutely hated that. She thought that was disgusting and tasteless. So of course her wimpy husband had to pretend that it bothered him. And so let's say her name is Dorothy. As soon as you start playing, Dan types on the screen, Dorothy's on the phone. Like she's still listening to us and still hates that tomorrow. There was an article, last year. It wasn't long ago. It was a legitimate article, syndicated columnist, some veterinarian, and somebody had written in and said, you know, dear Dr. Billingsley or whatever his name was, our dog loves to play with used tampons. Is this unusual? And he wrote back, no. That's a favorite toy for some reason of dogs. If they can get in the trash and find a used tampon, they love to play with them and chew on them or whatever.
So I'm confused.
Got called in. Huh?
Is Cherokee hair really absorbent? Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter because even if it isn't, it's just so stupid. It's hilarious. And here's the other great thing.
I don't know what's
here's
real the thing about that. Not.
No, here's the great thing about that commercial. The production of the commercial, when that flute starts, and if you listen closely in the background, you hear, they're having like some kind of a powwow. Oh my goodness, that thing is funny. And Tim, what's so funny about it is, of course Cherokee hair tampon is probably not absorbent.
I don't know.
It's so ridiculous and stupid. That's, it's funny.
I don't know what's real and what's fake on this show. No, you don't.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem Tim is having. Tim, it's going to take Tim, I'm going to say, 2 years to figure out what it is we talk about that's a complete joke and what's real. And that's okay. It would take anybody 2 years because we've had 30 years to compile a bunch of just idiotic stuff.
I mean, like, I want to walk up to a Cherokee girl at a bar and like pour. Can I pour a drink in your hair real quick?
Or if she spills it, push her head down and blot it up with her own hair.
Can I use your hair to clean up this mess?
Yeah.
I spilled some sauce.
Here's a paper towel. The bartender goes, here's a paper towel. No, don't worry about it. Let's just, hey, honey, just put your hair down there and soak it up. And you're Cherokee, aren't you?
And then I show
her. All the years, I got one negative email saying that was offensive to Native Americans. And I guarantee you the email was not from a Native American. It was somebody else who's decided to speak on behalf of Native Americans.
Oh, my goodness.
No, some things are just flat out funny. And if people don't get it, screw them. I mean, I honestly feel that way. If you don't get it or you're offended by it, just find another state. There are plenty of dull radio shows to listen to. Just go listen to one. All right, I have to do some business.
I would just say to Tim, just assume, if it doesn't have anything to do with a client, that everything that we talk about is crap.
Right. No, I just don't even know sometimes. I'm brainwashed by this show.
Except for the times when I say, this is true story.
Yeah.
That's always true.
Oh,
you need to know that. Like if I say, if you first don't succeed, that I thought of that, that's a true story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a believable commercial. Yeah. I was like, do they sell those in the store?
It's from an episode of South Park.
Oh,
well, here's how you find out. After the show, walk into a drugstore and go, you got any Cherokee hair?
Yeah.
And then you'll know.
Extra absorbent.
Wouldn't, what would be funny if they said, sure, hang on, and they actually went back and brought out Cherokee hair. That would be funny. And if I were behind the counter, I would do that just because it's fine. Go, here, they're in the bag. Courtesy of the pharmacy. Have a good day. All right, folks who are in pain, especially foot pain, this is not a joke. Pain's not a joke, and this solution is not a joke. It's real. Now, I would like to say this was my idea, but it wasn't my idea. It was some brilliant, doctor, scientist, whatever, who figured out that if you can modify, change somehow the way you're putting pressure on your feet, that you can eliminate pain. Obviously, foot pain, that makes all the sense in the world, but these people also found out that sometimes back pain or knee pain or hip pain or even headaches could also be the result of unnecessary and excessive pressure on parts of the feet. So they came up with these good feet inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them. And thousands of people have found relief that they thought they were only going to find with surgery or pain medication for the rest of their lives. It's called the good feet stores. They don't sell shoes. They sell arch supports, again, or inserts or whatever you want to call them. As long as you will go by there and you do not need an appointment. And the couple times I've been in there, nobody waited more than 15 minutes or so. And they will welcome you, and the first thing they'll probably ask you is, what's the pain? Where's the pain? And then you tell them. And they'll ask you to stand up and step on it's just like carbon paper. Leave your socks on. You don't have to be barefoot to do it. If you have ugly feet, don't worry. You won't be embarrassed. And then they can look at that. They're trained to look at that imprint, and they can see right away too much pressure on your heel, too much on the ball of your foot, too much on the outer edge of your foot. You're walking on the edges of your feet. They'll come out with a couple of different arch supports, and after a try or two, sometimes they get it the first time. It may take three or four. You get up, and you walk around with that in your shoe, and hopefully the expression on your face is all they'll need, and it will say, oh my goodness, I can feel the difference. That's what we hope will happen. It's happened for thousands of people, could happen for you. But you're never going to know unless you go into the Good Feet store. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive just west of 270, catty cornered across from Friday's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dierbergs. The Good Feet Store is goodfeetstlouis.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Domino's. Accident blocking all lanes on the Illinois side, northbound 255 at 64. They wrapped up the stall southbound 170 at Galleria Parkway. Cleared accidents westbound 70 at Washington, westbound 370 west of Newtown, and Telegraph at Yeager. Domino's loves you so much, they're offering 50% off the menu price on all pizzas when you order on Domino's.com. Online only, valid November 27th to December 7th. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer only applies to the pizza portion of your order. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Domino's loves you so much that they're offering 50% off the menu price on all pizzas when you order now at Domino's.com. Online only and valid November 27th through December 7th. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer only applies to pizza portion of your order.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Our number one priority at Hero.Loan is taking care of the military and giving them the best VA loan experience. Did you know with the VA loan program that you can do up to 100% cash out refinance? Use that money to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, pay off traveling expenses, or even just put money into savings. The 100% cash out refinance is one of the best benefits of the VA loan program. You can apply for your cash out refinance today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood.
What was that? Was that?
That was a mistake for some reason.
And who made that?
That would be me.
I feel bad.
Idiot!
It's like going to confession. You're beautiful.
You can say the computer sometimes, because sometimes.
No. I like what he did, and he even turned the. What was that getting? Napoleon Dynamite?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Turned it on himself.
Turned it on himself. That's perfect. All right. Oh, my goodness. We, 2 days away from Saturday. Saturday morning is the yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock, the original yard sale. I mention it because of the sponsor, First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union has sponsored the yard sale for years. It is the original. It is the yard sale. There is no other. Any other yard sale is irrelevant. So Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Thanks to all of you who have caught on, know it's there, and are supporting the co-hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman, Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, by being the only sponsor, there are only four brief breaks. That means a lot more time for people to sell things. Now, ideally, you take that cash you get when you sell whatever it is you sell on the yard sale, and you put it in an account at First Community Credit Union. If you want to spend it on something for somebody's gift for Christmas, fine. You can do that too. But please don't forget the sponsor, one sponsor. And without it, I'm not sure there would still be a yard sale, because sponsorship of something like that is tough to sell to people who don't understand the concept of one advertiser and how much better it can make a program. So thanks to those of you who listen. Thanks to those who participate and use it to sell things. And, you know, before there was an eBay or any of that, there were yard sales. And this is as good as any I've ever heard. First Community Credit Union makes it possible. Take advantage of the $100 offer if you move your car loan over before the end of the year. First Community.